Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hey Amy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, so I just wanted to go through a few deals. We got some large deals, the grants that you were working on.
Okay.
So one of them is Evergreen Lighting. We put out a $350,000 offer.
I know, I saw that. And you guys are the first one to put an offer out, so I just put that into our system so the rep can see. Did you have any concerns about that one?
No, I just wanted to get some feedback on how the approval was stacking up and what the merchant was looking for and stuff like that. So no real concerns. Obviously, it's just going to be pending that most recent year tax return and year-to-date P&L and balance sheet too. It looks like we have the P&L and balance sheet, but not the tax return.
Okay.
Have you guys got a copy of the return?
Yeah, I think I have a copy of the return, but it's there 2014. Do you guys want to see a 2015?
So what we do if they didn't file in 15 is we require a copy of the 2014 return.
And an extension?
P&L and balance sheet. Yeah, 2015 extension, 2015 P&L and balance sheet on year to date. So,
okay. I'll make a note of that. So, yeah, what I do have is just their 2014 return. So, you want an extension for 2015. And did you say the balance sheet as well?
For 2015, we'd need the P&L and balance sheet on year to date P&L and balance sheet. We'll probably look for a more updated P&L balance sheet as well for the year today, because it's only from let's just take a look. So what we'd like to see ideally is the P&L balance sheet sent over was from July 1st, 2015 to March 22nd, 2016.
Okay.
So if they could pull it through QuickBooks from January 1st, 2015 to December 31st, 2015, and then January 1st, 2016 to around today's date.
Okay.
It looks like it was just pulled through QuickBooks, so I'm sure they should be able to do that, hopefully.
Yeah.
Easy.
Sure. I'm writing all this down so I can provide that information. I know the customer was looking to get a little bit closer to 500K. That's because with, I guess, this new product that they're launching, they put 500K of their own capital or their own money into it, and so they're just trying to, I guess, recoup that money to keep them level for you know, the operating costs at this time.
So I think the most important thing, it's going to be very hard to get us over this 350K mark just based off the deposit volume.
Okay.
Like maybe a slight, tiny bump. Like they're only doing, well, they're doing a lot, but $399,000 in average deposit volume. So I don't see us being able to get to that 500 mark, but maybe if we get back financials and they look great, we might be able to do something small. But as of now, I'd sort of assume that we're going to be sticking with 350.
Okay. No problem. That helps explain the approval.
Yeah. So does that make sense? When we have a 2014 return, we need the 15 extension, 15 P&L balance sheet on year to date. If they file the return in 2015, we'll just need that year to date P&L balance sheet. So.
Okay.
So then the other one, and something to keep in mind and to sort of relate to the rep, if you look at that, I think I just sent it over to, do you have the PDF spec of this retention pricing, the PDF sheet?
Let me take a look, because I know that you sent something over today, but to me it appeared it was like an Excel.
So I'm going to send it to you as well. So.
Okay. See, I don't have the PDF, but I think it's a screenshot of what I saw earlier in your email.
Okay. So I'm going to send you the PDF too, just so you have it as well.
Cool. Thank you.
So.
Yeah, they got tier two, right?
Yeah. So.
Nice.
And this might be something just to, obviously we want the reps to be pitching the regular pricing first, but this is obviously just something maybe to bring up with the rep. So
okay.
Let me know when that hits your inbox, Amy.
Sure. So since we didn't get a longer term approved, will this retention pricing allow for a longer term?
it's not going to allow for a longer term. The only thing that it does really is gets the merchant much better rates.
Okay.
So you can see here, this was Evergreen, right? Yeah. So it was actually tier 3.
Okay.
But if you take a look at the PDF and go down to the product or the buy rate schedule there, they were approved for a 14-month term. So up the top there is the terms that you can that can be eligible for retention price and then the tier. So this was a tier 3 14-month term. So if you go down there to the buy rate on it on retention is a 131. So we'd be reducing the buy rate by essentially 6 points. If they want to take a 10-month term on retention pricing, which is we can fund the merchant as much as $313,500 on that, it can be as low as a 119. And something that Grant asked me earlier, like obviously if we're reducing the buy rate and the upsell, the funded amount is going to bump up slightly, right? So if we include 6 points upsell on that, it would be at a 125 factor.
Okay.
The max dollar amount that's showing in the portal at the moment is at $313,500. But if we reduce that factor rate down to a 125, down to the buy rate, let's just take a look at what it comes out to on the calculator. So if you go to Evergreen, let's see here.
You know,
so if we actually reduce it on the 10-month term to a zero upsell, which is what the factor rate's going to be at, on the 10-month term we can get to $350,000 too.
Okay. Awesome.
Alrighty, so does that PDF make sense? So like the on an 8-month term, for example, it has to be in tier 4, tier 5, or tier 6 to be eligible for retention.
Mm-hmm.
On 10, 12, 14, 16, or 18 months, tier 1 is eligible. On tier 2, 10, 12, 14, or 16 months is eligible. Tier 3, 10, 12, or 14 months. So that's they're all the deals that are eligible for retention. So the PDF that I sent over to you earlier is all active approvals and contracts out in the last 30 days. So some of those deals might not qualify for them, but I'm sure that a lot of them will.
Okay.
Fall into this, this schedule here.
Was there an effective date for the retention pricing? Its effective so today, but not retroactive, I guess. To
it's all existing all active existing approvals. So deals submitted within the last 30 days will still be active.
Okay.
So I send you over that spreadsheet with all current active approvals within the last 30 days and contracts out. So you could maybe like touch base with the reps on your files and say, hey, any of these that the merchant's caught up on rate, I've got a good product that Fora's offering, I might be able to get them closed. So.
Nice. Okay.
And then if you just want to send me over emails, just
Okay.
move this to retention, the merchant's pretty caught up in rate.
Cool. When was the approval actually sent out for Evergreen Lighting?
It was sent out on 8-8, so 2 days ago.
That's weird. I don't have the email, but now that I'm in the Fora portal, I do see that it was approved. Let me go ahead and...
Have I been canceled?
Okay. I do see it now. I'm just looking in Grant's email, so I don't know how I missed this.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. I think I'm caught up to speed on this one.
Perfect. And, yeah, it would be great to get some feedback on that spreadsheet that I sent over earlier just to try to push some of these through if we can.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so any active approvals, it's going to the test is going to be for 30 days, so it's going to end September 10th. But as I said, our approvals stay active for 30 days after that. So it's any deals submitted on September 11th are not going to be eligible. Any deals submitted on September 10th will be. for 30 days, obviously, until that approval expires.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Awesome. All right. Any questions?
Thank you, Daniel. I don't have any at the moment, but I think if we, you know, cross that bridge and get some feedback from the reps, I'll definitely provide you with any, you know, info that is applicable here.
Cool. And the only other one that I saw that we just put out today was this Click Mail deal, another $350,000 offer. So
yeah, okay.
Some big deals that are in the works.
Nice.
Sherman Heat was quite another big one, and Lean Arch, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working those two?
Yes, I think I am, Sherman. And what was the other one?
Lean Arch, LEANARCH.
Yep, those are all me.
Okay.
You want me to give you a couple updates real quick, or?
Yeah, maybe on Click Mail.
Okay. Yeah, Click Mail. That's the one. I think I had them confused, but this is the one where the customer put in like $500K of their own capital. For launching their new product, just a tech company that's doing like email marketing, and I guess they're releasing a new email server, and so they just need some money to tie them over for operating costs with this project.
Okay.
And they're looking for $500K.
Okay.
But currently we have we don't have any approvals on this one. We just have submissions at MCC and BFS because they were looking for the max amount possible.
Okay, all right. Well, keep me updated on this one. I'd love to win it, and let me know if there's anything else that we can do on our end. Advertising and marketing companies are definitely like a bit more difficult in terms of the industry type, but
yeah, not many people do them.
Aggressive terms, yeah.
Okay.
And then, so this is an example just of a deal that wouldn't qualify for retention pricing because it's on a 7-month term.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So
that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but you could maybe, if you need on all these deals, let's say the rep says, "Hey, 7 months is way too short." You could come back to me and say, "Hey, Danny, like, any chance that we could stretch this out to 8 or 9 months, and I can see if we can stretch out the term slightly."
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks, Daniel. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. Have a great night, Emmy.
All right, you too.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.